Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
All right, good morning. My name is Roberta May. I work with our children's ministry, Life Kids, here at Life Church. And I just have to say, some of these kids I've seen since, like, announcing their birth, you know, to... Well, it's exciting to see them being baptized, to like my own kids playing on the worship team, and then some of them even moving on. It's just really exciting. Makes me feel kind of old, but it is really exciting. So I'm going to shorten, so give me just a second here. But I want to take a second and just tell all of the parents in the room, grandparents, guardians, whoever you are, that you're doing a great job. You really are. I don't think we hear that enough as parents. But we get the privilege of seeing your kids back in Life Kids and at other things. And they're kind kids. They're good kids. They pray for each other. They worship Jesus. Some of the stuff they ask, I'm like, I don't even know the answer to that. Like, it's really good. And I just wanted to take a second and commend you. And also encourage you to not give up. You know, we live in a... I guess every generation could probably say that, but the culture around us, you know, has a very different opinion on some things that hold up this standard of righteousness in your home. You guys are doing a great job, and you'll see the fruit, right? This word tells us God's word never goes out without returning what it was sent out to accomplish. So in Life Kids, we love families. We love families. We desire to partner with families and help families. In raising your children, and we just know how difficult being a parent can be. I want you to know that we are always praying for you. I'm kind of looking over here, actually, like mostly over here. But we are always praying for your families, and if there's anything that Life Kids can do to help or support your family, we are here for you. I just want you to know that. Another thing we teach in Life Kids is truth. We want your kids to learn truth from the nursery all the way through on to Life 129. They've got the same standard of truth over there and then into this building. So every week when we meet as kids, we remind ourselves of three truths. I see a lot of kids in here, so hopefully you know what these are. Three things we say every Sunday. We know that God is good. All the time, even when bad things happen, God is always good. We know that God is glad to see me. He's glad to see you, no matter what you did this morning, yesterday, last week, whatever. He's always glad to see you. He's glad he made you. He's glad you're here. And God has a good plan for each of us. Right in the word, it tells us. Ephesians 2:10 says, "You're God's workmanship, the work of his hands, created in Christ Jesus before you were ever born to do good works." And so we really value truth. I was going to talk a little bit about truth this morning and baptism. I think a lot has been already said this morning. Very good stuff. But it's important for us to know truth, right? It's important for us. In Ephesians 4, Paul is talking about unity in the body, right? And he tells us some are put in as prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, so that they are laboring to prepare God's people until we all reach the unity of faith. Yes. And the knowledge of Jesus. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. So I read that and I'm like, in other words, we're not tossed from politicians and political ideas, parenting styles, cultural trends, right? We're not tossed back and forth. Should we do it this way? Should we do it that way? But instead, we have the Word of God. We have truth. And I would challenge that God has spoken on everything that is happening. Every political debate, every cultural issue, God has spoken. And His Word is the authoritative Word on that. So we're going to talk about baptism, which is, I'm also really excited about baptism. I love baptism as well. So excited to see so many kids baptized this morning. Adults are exciting too. Kids just really exciting to see you get baptized. And I just want to quickly say, in baptism, why do we get baptized? Why would we have a whole Sunday around it? Why would we take all this time? We had people praying all week and longer than that for the people being baptized, to hear from God for them. Why would we invest so much? Why would we teach our kids? For the whole month of September, we've taught kids and Life Kids about baptism. Why would we take so much time? Why is baptism important? So we're going to look to the Word and see that. One thing we taught in Life Kids, because I think it's important to know and understand from the Word, rightly understand, that baptism is not salvation. This is separate, okay? The Word is very clear. Jesus in John 14:6, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way to the Father. Baptism is a follow salvation, okay? Baptism comes after we have repented, we've put our faith in Jesus, and now we are baptized. Just so you don't think I made that up, in the Word, two different stories, okay? So at the day of Pentecost, Peter, they're gathered in the room. Jesus says, "Stay there. I'm going to send you some help," right? Holy Spirit comes, and they start speaking in tongues and other languages. And people outside are like, "What is happening? What is going on? I hear this in my own language." And Peter gives this amazing message about Jesus, the Jesus you crucified. He's God and Lord. And they are cut to the heart, is what the Word says. They hear the truth, and they're cut to the heart. And they say, "What should we do? What are we to do?" And we've read this in Acts with Tom's messages lately. And he tells them, repent and be baptized. So there's a repentance first, and like 3,000 people were added to their numbers that day. A second story comes from, also in Acts, we have a story in Acts chapter 8 where, I probably should turn to it. Philip is traveling and he meets the Ethiopian eunuch. Correct way to say that? Okay. And as they're traveling, the Word says he tells him the good news about Jesus. And then they pass some water and he says, "Hey, shouldn't I be baptized?" So there's nothing really between that, but I would gather that he heard the truth from Peter, was cut to the heart, that he believed, repented, and desired to be baptized. So both of those accounts, we hear, people hear the truth, right? This is why we teach the truth. Our kids will hear the truth. People will hear the truth. Amen. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Then cut to the heart. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Cut to the heart, and then they are baptized. So baptism is not salvation, but it is a response. It's an obedience, and it follows repentance. More verses, but we'll just go ahead and keep going. Sorry. So then, why be baptized? If you're saved without baptism, why be baptized? Why do it, right? It's cold, even though we tried with the heater. It's cold, you're wet, you know, it's in front of everybody. You know, why? Why do this? Why be baptized? Well, I was reading my Bible, and I was trying to find, like, an exact verse that would say, but honestly, I didn't really find an exact verse that would tell me the answer. So then I started thinking, whenever I have stuff in my life, and I'm sure you have stuff in your life, and you think, should I do this? Should I not do this? Like, would this be the best thing for me? Is there a better thing for me? I look to Jesus. Like, what did Jesus do, right? Yeah, what would Jesus do? WWJD, right? Here's every bracelet. And Jesus was obedient. Jesus went to John the Baptist. And John was like, "Whoa, no, I should be baptized by you." But Jesus said, "No, it's right that I would be baptized. It's the fulfillment of what was written." And he was baptized. If you know the story, the heavens opened, God was pleased. I want to be like Jesus. So if nothing else, I want to be baptized to be like Jesus. Okay, and I believe, who was it? Zach said, the heavens are celebrating. They are excited when you are baptized. So, in addition to, for myself, and being obedient, I also started to think about, what would, if I were to come in here today and say to you, I could do a handstand, and I can walk on my hands around this room. Would you be like, I'd like to see that. Would anybody like to see that? Yeah. Or if I had a claim like, I can juggle knives and chainsaws, you might be like, I would like to see that, right? I really can't do either of those, by the way, so that was just for an example. But baptism is a showing. It's a, well, I'm going to talk about it being part of your testimony, but it is a way that we show others that I have decided to follow Jesus, that I am now a new creation. I'm no longer like I was, and now I am new. It is for, and then don't you get encouraged and excited when you as believers see people baptized? It's for us too, I believe. My faith like went up to the roof today to see, hear the testimonies and then see the people being baptized. So it's what I said. Those were pretty incredible claims, right? But we do have a pretty incredible claim. I could come in here to you and I can say, I had sin in my life. I couldn't get rid of it. Tripping me up, weighing me down, causing me problems. I was without hope. I felt like I was stuck with it until I met Jesus, God's son. God loves me so much. God loved you so much. He sent his only son to die for you, to take care of the sin you couldn't get out of for yourself, and to give you, to take your punishment and to give you newness of life. He took my shame. He took my fear. He took my doubt. He gave me newness of life. And if you're like, I'd like to see that. Well, in 1995, I was baptized. No, 1992, sorry. I was baptized, and now I have a testimony of my life, right? So we already talked about Romans 6 today, that we are baptized into his death and raised to newness of life. That's why we get baptized. I don't know if you're like me. I'm totally visual. I need to see it. Sometimes I need to do the math problem to understand the math problem. And for me, going into the water, I physically experience I am dead to my sin, and I've come up to newness of life. And I think God just helps us that way. Like, some of us just need something tangible. We just need to experience something to understand the truth that, like, blows your mind. So the last thing I'm going to do, I want to talk about, how does baptism affect you? So you've decided to follow Jesus. You've decided to be baptized. Now what is that for the rest of your life? So I have a little object lesson. I need three children volunteers. Three children volunteers. All right. You guys can be a team together. How about that? Right here. Stand together, but face that way. You guys stand right here. Oh. Well, we can join together. You want to help too? Okay, we'll have pairs. We'll work in pairs. So just stand here for just a second. So for this object lesson, I have this line. And for this lesson, this is going to symbolize the timeline of your life. Okay, so picture that, right? We all live in this line of time. And you two over here, you're the beginning of the life. So you two hold this rope. Congratulations, you've just been born. Okay, welcome to life. Stay right there. Down here on this end, how about you two be together? Come all the way to the end of the stage. We want you to have a nice long life. Okay, you two hold the end of this. You may have to stretch out a little bit more. And you're nice and old. Congratulations, you're with Jesus. You're the end. Oh, I totally forgot. Who wants to wear this old wig? Who wants to be an old person? Congratulations. You made it. Gray hair. You read for us what this says on it.
Baptism.
It says baptism. Can you hold this line up so everybody can see it? Hold it up a little bit. Hold it up a little bit. Can you clip that somewhere on this line? Anywhere you'd like to clip it. Boom, right there. Okay, so what this is, on the day you were born until the day that you die and go be with Jesus, you've got lots of dates and events and activities and things that happen in your life. This right here, baptism, salvation could have been another one. There could be lots of clothespins on this line, right? But we're talking about baptism. So baptism right here. It really happened right here. This is your testimony right here. Hold it up so that everybody can see. Because in the Word, Jesus tells a story of how he is a good shepherd. In John, he says, "The sheep, I am the gate, the sheep hear my voice." But there is, everyone who came before me were thieves and robbers. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. What does he come to kill, steal, or destroy? Well, he comes to steal your testimony, steal your joy, steal your peace. He comes to kill your identity, your understanding of who you are as God's child. And he wants to rob you of all the good things that God has for you. So how do you fight this enemy? Because what he does, it tells you lies. You're really not that good. Didn't you just sin yesterday? Didn't you just do that bad thing this morning? And if you listen to that lie, you're like, yeah, maybe. So how do we defeat that? Well, one way for sure is the Word. Get in the Word. Read what God has to say. But another that way you defeat that lie is you remember. You remember the day, right here, you say, wait, I remember. Is this the 29th? I remember on Sunday, September 29th, at Life Church St. Peter's, I went into the water. I was wet all over. It was cold. My hair got wet. Everything you remember. I went down and I died to my sin. I died to that old way of life. And then I came up. I rose up. I splashed, whatever you did. And I was a new creation. From that day, I am a new creation. And you can remember so-and-so was there or what it was like or what songs we sang. But what the thief can't take from you is this day. Oop, I thought I just broke the whole rope. Cannot take this testimony from you. This is something you hold on to, and this is power. Your testimony is so powerful. Whether you were baptized today, are you listening? Anybody baptized today? Whether you were baptized today, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, last week, last year, whatever, your testimony is powerful. In Revelation, it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Thank you, guys. You can be done with this. And you can come get something out of my bag. You guys, too. Come get a treat out of my bag. There's two different things. You can just put it right there. Yeah, get a treat out of my bag. I always have treats in my bag. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll just get one. You'll get another one later. Okay, so that's really what I wanted to stress is that your testimony never loses power. It's powerful today, even if you forgot about it and you went, oh, wait, yeah, that's right. That is right. It didn't lose any power, whether it was, like I said, 30-something years ago for me. It doesn't lose any power. And it's also, like we've been saying for the whole month, it's never too late. It's not too late. Today, tomorrow, it's a new day. And the Word also says that today is the day of salvation. Don't feel like you've ever missed it. You've never missed it. So the last thing I want to say is when we baptize today, we talked about this in Life Kids. When people come out of the water, we want to celebrate, we want to cheer, we want to clap. And why do we do that? Well, I explained it to the kids. Does anybody have a new baby in their family? Whether it's your own family, your cousin, or whoever, when you get a new member to your family, it's like, it's pretty exciting. Can't wait to go see them. You can't wait. You want to have them over. You want to hold them. At least I want to hold them. Like, whatever. It's really exciting. And these are new people in the family of God. And we are glad and we are excited when people, we want to celebrate with you the journey that you're now on in this public confession. That's really all I was going to add today. Let me pray. Okay, so I'm going to pray. You know, there's the promise of food, so I wanted to keep it, you know, short. All right. Father God, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you love us so incredibly that you sent your son to die for us. Nothing we had to do, nothing we had to work up or earn, but the free gift of salvation is salvation. And God, I thank you for all those who are baptized today. Thank you for the reminding the rest of us who've been baptized of what it was like to experience that first time, that newness of life. And I just pray over everyone in this room. God, you've been so good to us this morning. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're speaking to us. Thank you that you never fail. And I just pray that with this great time as family, we would continue through the rest of the morning. Bless our time together. And thank you for Jesus. And thank you that you love us. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.